Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Piano Finger Banger says, a Nelson Mandela? You've never heard that one? Oh, God, I got to go free Nelson Mandela. It's a horribly offensive joke, but goddamn, is that funny. If Nelson Mandela were here and knew that there was a euphemism for taking a dump called free Nelson Mandela, he'd laugh at that. That's funny. You know me. I know funny, and that's funny. And a little racist, but funny. Phil Cronin says, yeah, meanwhile, she's our education secretary. I would argue that she will do an excellent job as the education secretary. Okay. In my opinion, she helped build the WWE to the entity that it is. This woman is organized and powerful. And if she has the wherewithal to wade through all the garbage that Vince has put her through and still be an effective leader, that's a good leader. If you can still stay focused, even when you find out the adverse story of your husband dropping a deuce on some chick's titties, that's a winner in my book. I mean, I don't care for Trump and any of the MAGA Republicans. I think they're all piles of shit. But I think that that's actually a, I think she should have like several positions. She should be the education secretary and probably like the secretary of state and the secretary of war, which I think we are going to go to very soon. I don't know if you saw the story about Trump has, quote unquote, ordered Iran to surrender to Israel. Now, that's not going to happen. But on his post on Truth Social, he said, I order Iran to cease. We know where the supreme leader is, and he had it in quotes like he was mocking them. We know exactly where the supreme leader is, and if we want to, we can kill him. And I do believe that. I do actually believe that. But, yeah, that's some Kim Jong-un-level saber-rattling by fuckface Trump. And for a guy who ran his campaign saying, I'm going to get you out of wars. I'm going to protect us at home. We're all going to make a ton of money. That's kind of flies in the face. Trump is all about protecting Israel. And so if Israel wants to attack Iran, which they did, and Iran defends themselves, Trump is put into a kind of a weird spot. Now, frankly, if I'm Trump, I don't say shit. If Israel is going to do the heavy lifting to blow up Iran, shut the fuck up and let them. Don't say anything. Israel would destroy Iran. Small nation, but every Israeli citizen can kill you with their hands 25 different ways. These motherfuckers have been preparing since the end of World War II to kick everybody's ass. All right. If you take a group of people and you slaughter millions of them, and then that nightmare ends, they plan for the next one. So however many that years, however many years that's been since the end of World War II, they've been waiting. Like, you motherfuckers, we got our eye on everybody, and we don't trust shit. So if Israel decides they want to take out Iran, that means they get more land. No nation near there has a chance against Israel. And now Trump, that dumb fuck, is diving in. We got to support him. You don't have to talk about it like in the open. Just call up Netanyahu and laugh about the body parts in Tehran. So you're doing an awesome job. Fuck them up. If anything happens, we'll come in from the back of the room. We are, you know, I just turn the ships, fire off a couple nukes. These fuckers are gone. Don't even worry about a thing. We got you. He doesn't need to talk about it publicly. That's a huge mistake. Because now, don't forget, Iran is in bed with Russia. Iran is in bed with China. Let those sleeping dogs lie. You don't want to start World War III. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Phil says Israel seems to be doing a fine job by themselves. Clear the airspace to help them. No need to get involved past that. Cronebone says we got World War III before GTA 6. I remember just the other day I was watching one of those reports from Iran, and it was a reporter weighing in, and it said Zargande. And that is, believe it or not, that is where my dad grew up. Zargande, which is a, I don't want to say neighborhood, but it's a, I guess it is a neighborhood. It's a, it's kind of like how, you know, like how New York has boroughs. It's like that. You have Tehran, which is massive and really jam-packed with people. And then Zargande, which is right at the base of the mountain range that is right there. And there's a river that runs through it. That's where my dad grew up. So they're broadcasting from Zargande, and you can see smoke everywhere in the distance. That TV station's all blown to shit and burning. My God. Badger says, all of this makes great TV. The Iron Dome is amazing. Yeah, I can't agree more with you. If Iran and Israel are at war and it just results in fighting between them, I am all for it. From an entertainment standpoint, let's go. Now, if there's any matter of United States national security, then I'm actually concerned. Otherwise, I'll be totally straight with you. This is merely entertainment. I don't give a fuck otherwise. And you're all the same way, and you just don't want to admit it. That's all war is. It's entertainment. It's something horrible that we all can't wait to watch. Bob writes, just send out Grandpa Buff to change some topography. Don't know what that means. But that is where we are right now. I wonder if cooler heads will prevail. You know, Iran has a, they've been working forever on a nuclear program. So Israel's like, well, yeah, we know what they're fucking up to. They want to build a warhead and kill us. Fuck that shit. So they're taking out strategic locations, trying to fuck up their nuclear program as best that they can. And they're probably being successful at it. Because, you know, basically Iran, they don't have the accuracy with what they're trying to do. Israel has state-of-the-art weaponry. Iran has nothing. It's a shitty. Rebecca says this has the potential to get ugly. Pakistan is saying if Israel fires on Iran, they will fire nukes at Israel. If that happens, the U.S. will get involved to defend Israel. Yeah. I'm guessing the Muslim influence in Pakistan is strong. Phil Cronin checks in with Trump talked to the media this morning about erecting two of the best poles in the nation. Beautiful poles for beautiful flags. No one beats our poles. Outstanding. That's what he should do. Grandpa Buff is the B-52 Stratofortress. Did not know that. Thank you for that tidbit. Yeah, nobody's dropping any nukes on anybody. There is no one on the planet who will do that. None of them. No one exists in the world, no matter what they say, who is focused on mutually assured destruction. That doesn't exist. There will never be a time in humanity that anyone will fire a nuclear weapon. I guarantee it. We've had them forever, and no one's done it. We've said we were going to. Different organizations, different countries have threatened it, but no one's going to do it. Don't ever worry about that. And if it does happen, you can't look to me because we'll all be dead. I'm going to go out on a limb and say there will never be a time ever that anyone will ever do that. Period. I don't believe anyone's that crazy. I don't give a shit how crazy they act. Nobody's going to do that. All right. I need to go to the boys' room. So please hang there, but it's going to take me a second to get this music bed ready to go because I am not prepared. But that's okay. Thank you very much for being here. Don't forget to join me on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. I'll be back with you a little bit later on today with the Patreon bonus podcast when we do get to it. And, of course, it is a big fraud Wednesday and big plans to be sure. But for now, I'll be right back. It's potty time. I have an update on Lizzo. Where's Lizzo been? I know where she's been. She's been getting skinny, goddammit. Wait until you see this. All right, I'm back. Thank you for being patient. Tofus has just gotten in here, and he's just catching wind of the headline, Free Beer Destroys EZ. Yeah, you got to go back and watch it. He lit into your old pal EZ today. Definitely check that out. Nobody tell him. I have dodged the cancer bullet yet again. I got my test results back on my prostate specific antigen test, PSA. This is the only way, the only test that exists that gives docs a, hey, you might want to get this checked. And you should have it done as much as possible when your doctor says, especially for people like me. When you start to get a little long in the tooth. So this was the test that I was telling you about. Where the phlebotomist, I was reading it over his shoulder, what my doc ordered, and it said prostate-specific antigen test. And she goes, prostate-specific antigen. Fuck. Moron is taking my blood. Shit. She did a good job, though. Now, I don't know about this... the way they do it, because the way my chart is set up, the app, it just sends you the results And I'm wondering if when the results come in, if it's bad, does it maybe go to the doc first with a, you know, hey, don't, like if it was shitty and it showed up, I'd be like, God damn, this is not good. Because they send it in a really simple way. You know, it's quite literally, you can't see that. Let me make it so you can see it. You can see the color bar there. Like if you're in the yellow, you don't want that. But I'm right in the green, which is good. So a moron would know what this means. But I don't want to be guy who gets that and it's, you know, in the red. Like, oh, fuck, I'm dead. I wonder if it is bad, does it go to the doc but not to the patient? And then the doc says, hey, you're going to die. David says, no, it goes to the chart like all test results. Yeah, that would give me so. Can you imagine if you're laying in bed? It's bedtime and you get a message from my chart. It says, yeah, here's the results of your prostate-specific antigen. And you look at it and it's there's like a, you know, there's yellow, green, red, and then skull and crossbones. normal range is 0 to 3.5 ng/ml. I don't know what ng is. Testing performed by Roche Cobas Systems by electroluminescence immunoassay. Serum markers are not specific for malignancy. I think that's what they oh, yeah, it doesn't mean you necessarily got cancer, but that would freak me out. I think I say assays. ASSAYS. Using different manufacturers for methods may not be comparable. Learn more about prostate-specific antigen symptoms. No, don't need to. Don't care. Bang the drum playing in the background. It's a great reference. Hey, user, you're going to die. Now enjoy this song. Madison and Ash, the newlyweds, are off enjoying time together at Electric Forest. That is this festival not far from here, where it's all like electronic music. And well, I guess not all of it. There's some that's not electronic, but you get a bunch of fucking weirdo hippie shit where you can't actually go unless you're on Molly or acid or smoking pot all the time. Now, I'm like to Madison, I go, look, I don't want to hear about all the mushrooms you ate. Don't tell me any of that shit. I don't want to know. Just fuck off about that. Dad, I don't do that. Yeah, whatever. Man Bun Chris says it's a prereq to do drugs. Yeah, come on. Who are you talking to here? It's ridiculous. So last year she came home and she got sick. What do they call that? Festival flu or I don't know. Every time you go to something like that, there's something about all those people together and this big petri dish of germs and dust and debris and heat and spit and jizz gets in your lungs. Next thing you know, you're sick for 3 weeks. Badger says MRSA. So she says to me, Dad, hey, yeah, it's forest week. Can you get the tent down in the cooler? I go, okay. I know what's up. So they're making their way. Then they set up their little tent. And then they stay up for like, I don't even know why they even have the tent. They stay up for like 4 straight days. And it's like that scene in the film Dragnet with Dan Aykroyd. And who's the other guy that was in that? When the pagans were going to sacrifice the Virgin Connie Swale. It's fucking nuts. Tom Hanks. Thank you. Not everybody gets that reference, but you get what I'm talking about. It's fucking crazy over there. And there's a fairy forest. I go, oh, tell me about the fairy forest. Well, you walk around and there's various fairy houses. And you open them up and you leave trinkets. And you can take a trinket and you can put a trinket in there. And it's you're one with the earth. And I go, oh, wow. So that's what these people do. These drug addicted psychopaths walk around, and the trinkets are probably packets of cocaine and LSD. You don't need food. There are no vendors there selling food. You don't need water. Because you can just get it. You can lick it off the trees in the morning. It's just a stage, a bunch of tents, hippies, and an unbelievable amount of drugs. There was a story that a few years ago, some dickhead, moron, he was in his tent and his girlfriend called him a pussy, and he got up and stormed away. And he was never seen again. True story. And so people are like, well, where is he? So the mom and dad live on the east side of Michigan in the Detroit area. They put up billboards every year looking for him. And the idiot wandered. No one bothered to look in the 100 yards from the tent, because that's where he was. He's passed out. And they're not sure what happened to him, whether someone murdered him or he just OD'd. I'm going to guess he OD'd, but I don't know for sure. It turns out he had fallen onto some old man's property, and he hates all the hippies that are there. So they went in to look for him, and he had like a gun, and he said, you come any closer, you're going to die. And for years, they had been trying to find the kid, and they just found him like 8 months ago or a year ago, something like that. They found his bones. I'm surprised one of you didn't say, is he okay? No, he's totally dead. God damn it. So I said to her, I go, look. Actually, I said to Ash, I go, you got to take charge here. You got to be a man. You got to be a man's man and protect my daughter. Okay? You're new to Team Dude, God damn it. And Ash protected her last year. I go, look, yeah, you got to have like a guy, I don't give a fuck attitude. Okay? You've done a great job at working yourself onto Team Dude. And I'm proud of you for that. But these are the moments when the rubber really meets the road. All right? Changing a flat tire. Fucking jump-starting a car. Rotating the tires. Protecting my daughter at this drug-fueled catastrophe. This is going to put hair on your ding-dong. All right? So make sure that happens. You're the man in the relationship.
Okay, I will. I got you. Don't worry, Dad.
And then I said to Madison, I go, look, everybody's friendly at this drug-fueled fiasco. If you happen to run into a friendly soul, a crazy chick, when I say crazy, I mean that in a good way. He was about 6'1", tall drink of water, with a horrible man voice, with the name of Kelly Cheese. Do not mention who your dad is. She will kill you. Whatever you do, you guys can chat. You can smoke, you can take drugs, you can have a fucking three-way for all I care. I don't give a fuck. But make up a name if you make pals with her. She will beat your ass. And we just can't have that. David says, if anything happens to Maddie, who will take care of Mr. Pop-Pop? Yeah, well, it's going to be one of three kids. That's for damn sure. Tophus says, don't scissor the cheese. I don't give a shit what they do. They can do whatever they fucking want. They make their own decisions. Just don't tell them anything about me. Do not use the name Zane. Give them any detail except anything about me. Live to fight another day. You don't want to have violence at the hippie convention that you will be at.
No.
No. We're driving this.
Stop it.
When I tell her to stop it, how much the intensity increases.
Hello? Yeah, hi, Maddie. What's up? You sound like you're upset. Your mother is upset because your BS case is missing and you can't find it anymore? So I'm guessing that it'll probably turn up, you know, over time. It probably just can't find it right now because you're rushing looking for it.
No, I just want to find it.
We'll find it, I promise you. Me too. I want to find it too, but it might take a little looking.
We didn't come home.
Okay, well, it sounds like you're having a rough start to your day. I'm sorry. Okay, I love you.
Love you too.
All right.
But talk to mommy.
Sure, it'll be okay.
But talk to mommy.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, can you put mommy on? Wow. Wow, we recorded that. It's awesome.
Oh, yay.
Man Bun Chris says this is audio while they were on their way to Electric Forest.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta have it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
I like how she says, you want to talk to mommy? I say, I love you. She goes, want to talk to mommy? Like she like, gets in my shit about it. Do you remember when Lizzo was all about, hey, I'm fat and you have to love me because I'm fat and all people should be fat? I mean, the body of work here is really substantial. What she was able to accomplish in being large is something to behold. And I think, who was it? That comedian who said, the guy said, hey, do you like Lizzo's music? It was Ari Spears. He goes, I can't take her seriously because she looks like the shit emoji. And then she was like, you can't say that about me. You can't say that about me. I'm beautiful, goddammit. And it's like, okay. And he's like, boo, you got to do something. Well, she has. From the past, this is what Lizzo used to look like. That one's actually not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Nor this one. But I've seen her on stage when she's just, oh boy. Something like this, you know. It's like, oh boy. So she wears the show clothes on stage. And I guess I don't hate the fact that she's was willing to put herself out there like that. But don't tell me that this is like the way to go, that this is good to emulate. I think it's good to be comfortable in your own skin, but I think you should be doing work to try to, I don't know, maybe like live a healthy life. Well, she has. And I always like giving credit where credit is due. Same person. This guy is looking at her like, God damn, is that Lizzo? She is remarkably less ample. It ain't perfect. It's a work in progress. But she's stepping out. I don't know if I'd be this out about it because while it looks amazing at how much she's lost, it's far from perfect. Very pretty, by the way. Very, very pretty. This is, her wearing this outfit, and you must click on the link in the show notes to see it for yourself. I'm sharing it with the Twitch live audience right now. Definitely looks great in this gown here. I love that. And I think she's still working towards it. A lot of folks have said, did she do it with weight loss drugs? Honestly, if she did, who gives a fuck? I don't think so, though. She doesn't, first of all, she doesn't have Ozempic face. We talked about that yesterday. That deal with the rapid weight loss in the face, it leads to just a horrendous appearance. And and I think she's done this the old-fashioned way. I think she did it with, like, the Jeremy way. Changed her, she modified her intake and her exercise. Ozempic face is the sudden loss because of the effects on the drug. The side effect is hollow spots on the face where the jowls hang down and all sorts of lines appear, and it gives you a ill appearance. Like from the neck down, your body is transformed, but so is your face. Whereas you might have had a full face, the sudden loss of the material that's under your skin in fat leads to kind of like when you inflate a balloon way too many times and it's kind of like really flappity and disgusting. That's what Ozempic face is. She does not have that. But she still has some fat in the face. So now I don't know if she's beyond help where any of those, like her arms, they still have the bologna slice look, which ain't the end of the world. I think she might still be in the work in progress zone because I think she weighed like 500 pounds. So this might take a little bit more time. And those stubborn spots. But I still think she can step out like this. Like, she's actually sexy to me. To some degree. But I don't think she's ready for this. I think it's a bad mix to have the I don't give a fuck attitude. But the not yet ready for bikini body. Because I think this is a bit of a problem here. what you are seeing right now. All right? I think the things that she is, that are great for her, she needs to stick to that. Like the nice gown with the, you can see her collarbones there. Very nice, beautiful face. My God, is she a knockout. But whatever. But this bikini shot with, wow, that belly, God damn it. You know, this might take a surgeon's scalpel. You've kind of made yourself look a little bit like fuck here. Don't do that. Lizzo has said herself that credits her whittled down frame with watching what she eats and staying in a calorie deficit. I thought I had a clip somewhere. Yeah, look at she. God, she pretty face. Tofus says that's like me in a bikini. Murder lover Linda says it's too soon for a bikini girl.
On the live, this does not apply to you, but if you were on the live, y'all were asking me what I eat in a day and what I was going to eat today, and I described it to you, but I just wanted to show you because I'm got really fucking hungry after the live. These are the jerk bison balls.
Lean meat.
And this is rice and peas with cabbage. And
hopefully not too much of the rice.
I'm going to pour some hot sauce on this and go to town. Go to town. Because you know we got to get down. Go down, go down, go down. Let me see you go to town. Go down, go down, go
very
down.
Very excited about her meal.
I'm going to fuck this shit up, bitch.
Mm-hmm. She's changed her palate. So to me, to her now, what is good food? What she enjoys eating is good for you food, as opposed to the fucked up shit she was eating before. That's not easy to do. That takes time. Takes time to be able to change your habit. But it appears that she's done it. David says, what the hell is that about? Ah, whatever. Who gives a fuck? She's having fun. Shut up, hillbilly. Tofa says, gastric bypass is the worst. Too many people do that and go right back to fat. We have a family member who beat gastric bypass. Charity scam Mike's brother. Oh, God. I think, like, if you were to get a view of his actual tummy, like, I think there's a busted lap band in the inside of his body. I think he managed to break it. Murder lover Linda says people who stop Ozempic also gain a lot back. Yeah, I don't know a thing about Ozempic. All right, so we all agree perhaps Lizzo should sidestep the bikini now. Maybe not the best move by showing us the bikini. Aaron Andrews is on a podcast. They are Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa. I don't know if could Carissa be Carissa Thompson? Is that who that is? Anyway. They both work in sports reporting. And I think it's kind of cool when these people who just sideline report or maybe from an anchor desk do the reporting get to kind of like say whatever the hell they want in podcast form. That's one of the joys of the media of this or this medium. You know, you get people who normally you wouldn't catch having such frank discussions about whatever the fuck. Doing exactly that. But who am I? I mean, I'm just some asshole crying in his kitchen. That's what these two are doing. And I like the take. I like the take because Aaron Andrews calls for an end to public restroom selfies. These two, by the way, knockouts. God damn it. If I had a penis that works, it might even be stiff. Before I get to that, though, I want to, again, mention some of the great partners that I have. King's Room Barbershop. Oh, my God. And I was just tipped off that if you listen to the audio of my podcast, I'm not in charge of the ads that my podcast partner sells on my show, Red Circle. But I guess they sell sport clips ads. All right. So if you're listening to the audio podcast, skip past the sport clips ads and do not go there. King's Room Barbershop in West Michigan. If you're outside of West Michigan, I don't give a fuck where you get your haircut. But in West Michigan, you get it cut at King's Room Barbershop. Three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street in beautiful Wyoming, Michigan. Kingsroom.net. Haircut will set you back $21 plus tip. Please tip generously. Please mention that you heard about them from me. On their site, kingsroom.net, you will find exact locations and hours and schedules of your stylists. Sometimes they show up in different at the different locations. Kingsroom.net. The realtor of choice is Adam Kasari in West Michigan. You can find Adam on Facebook, A-D-A-M-C-A-S-A-R-I, or just click on the link in the show notes of the podcast. If you can memorize this number, 616-914-4061. Kevin Kuypers was thinking about banging on Adam's door to get into a home. Kevin's been itching to get out. Adam will help you. 616-914-4061. Young Gun, Adam Kasari. He's also the driver of the 9K limited late model car at Berlin Raceway with the Eric Zane Show podcast logo on the roof of the car. If you want to play paintball, do it at TC Paintball in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can find them at tcpaintballgr.com. Book an event today at TC Paintball. You just pay one fee, sign the waiver, bring your crew. You've booked the time. You do that all in advance. You go in there, you give them your money. They give you the gun, the mask, the paintballs. If you want any upgrades, you can pay for those. You can pay for more paint. You can buy a gun there. They got an entire wall of guns for you to try out. And then you have fun at TC Paintball. You can play outdoor during the summer, indoor when it's cold or shitty out, all at TC Paintball. So Aaron Andrews wants an end to people who take selfies of themselves in a public restroom. I think this is a solid take.
I get another complaint. What do we got? The selfies in the bathroom of your super cute outfit are for the birds. I'm not going to call you thirsty.
Okay. These two chicks who were young hot chicks now are middle-aged hot chicks calling out young hot chicks. These are young hot chicks, middle-aged hot chicks yelling at clouds. They have become their parents.
Of your super cute outfit are for the birds. I'm not going to call you thirsty, but so desperado to take a picture of your outfit. Here's my outfit. Do you know how much bacteria and odors are in that place? Like, get out of the public bathroom and find another. Like, no one needs to see the stink and the paper towel.
I don't like how Carissa's mic picks up every breath.
Spencer, as we're getting a full-length view of your trashy outfit, get out of the public restroom. It's so bizarre. You're that thirsty to document your outfit in a public restroom where people are walking around with shit on their shoes. I don't get it. I'm sorry. Enough is enough. What has happened to our world?
I just love it when you can actually see the toilet in the background of like it could be in their own bathroom. I'm like, I don't want to see where you take a shit. I don't. I'm not interested in that.
There you go. That sounds like a good show. Yoda World says she sounds like she's in an iron lung. Why did I say young? David with what kind of animal takes a selfie in a bathroom? Well, most people take selfies in a bathroom because they're taking it at the mirror. Tophus says, what has happened to our world? I don't know. Stupid people are winning. No, I think those are fine. I don't have a problem with anybody taking a selfie in the bathroom. I think the bigger story is you have gotten to a point where you have become old women. You sound like old women now when you do that. Making the Seinfeld-esque type of rant. And I don't have a problem with that, but you have to accept the fact that you do sound like old ladies. Man Bun Chris says, fuck sport clips. Go see Deidre at King's Room Barbershop. I love her so much. Her hair is so pretty. I get flustered every time I see Deidre. She's so pretty. Oh, my God. Tell her I said that, too, next time you see her. Tell her I think she's as pretty as a picture in a platonic way. I do that from time to time. Talk about how pretty someone is. And everybody thinks I'm being a rapist. It's like, oh, fuck you. My dick doesn't even work, you asshole. All right. I got to get to a couple more great sponsors. I know I'm heavy on the end of the show with the sponsors, but I was on a roll early, so I neglected them. Tophus says, you don't sound creepy when you do it, though. It's a big difference. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I don't like going up to people. I take it back. I have said that to people before. You are lovely. You are just lovely. You have to say it with that level of enthusiasm, with that type of inflection. Lucy Tightbox from Who Are These Podcasts fame. First time I ran into her, I was like, you are lovely. Look how pretty you are. My God. All right. Hey, can I get a t-shirt? Okay, thanks. All right, bye. And then you leave. And then you don't like double down on it later. Because then it seems like you're actually after something. Lucy Tightbox, I didn't give her that name. She is a go-go dancer for Carl's band, and she also has a podcast that she does in the Dabbleverse. I don't know what it's called. I think it's called Movie Time with Carly or some shit. I don't know. Jeremy knows. No, it's not Sally Snaggle Snatch, but that's a good name to use as an alternative. Thank you to Frank Fuss. If you are the type of person who works on your own, maybe you have your own business, or perhaps you're in between jobs, or perhaps you work for an employer as like a 1099 guy or girl, doesn't offer insurance, you can still get health care through a healthcare.gov policy, also known as Obamacare. Most people don't know how it works. I could explain it to you in detail, but I want Frank to do it. And the fact of the matter is, if you would just listen to me for once, you can afford healthcare through the marketplace. And it's a policy from all the big hitters. You have your choice of all the different policies, and they're all good, better, best. From all sorts of different companies, Aetna, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Blue Care Network, Priority Health, you name it, they're on there. And there's different options for each of them. It's just a matter of what you want to pay for. You aren't paying for the whole premium. You're paying a percentage, a portion of the premium. The rest is paid for by a tax credit. Frank will explain everything, but you don't have to pay for all that. He'll explain it. All you need to do is go to buyinsurancehere.com, buyinsurancehere.com. Tell him I sent you. That form is all like your information. He then calls you or texts you and sets up your appointment and then tell him what you want. And then that's it. He also is an expert in navigating Medicare and Social Security planning, and he can get you into a life insurance policy, which if you do not have, you're an asshole, especially for those of you who have a wife or children, or wife and children. Because if you kick the bucket, what's going to happen to them? They're going to have to do one of those annoying goddamn GoFundMes. It's going to show up in my inbox, and I got to worry about giving money to those losers. So take care of your shit and get a life insurance policy. If you need a tree cut down in West Michigan, call Kuiper Tree Care. K-U-I-P-E-R, treecare.com. That's their website. They do tree removal, stump grinding, tree risk assessment with their three certified arborists, storm cleanup, and tree trimming. You can call or text 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225. Molly says, I guess I'm an asshole with no life insurance. Let me put it to you this way. If you're single, somebody still has to bury you. You can get $100,000 of coverage for probably $30 a month, maybe less. You have a loved one as a beneficiary. If you're married, you can get as much insurance that you can be insured for. If you're a preferred, non-smoking, healthy individual, you would not believe the level of insurance you can get for pennies a day. So that's important. It's up to me to tell you about that so that you explore something like that. My dad was in that industry, life insurance, his whole life. And he said, yeah, I have had many times to deliver a beneficiary check to a widow or a descendant or sibling or child. And it's horrible. But at the same time, it's quite a gift. At what is your loved ones have enough to deal with to not have to worry about any money coming in for a long period of time. Are there any nominees for the asshole of the day? Now, I have to admit, a good portion of my soul just wants to make it free beer because I could make free beer the asshole of the day every day because he is. Alan says that he's the asshole of the day for referring to Hot Wings sweet S.O. as a horrible name. You definitely get points for that. But not only is Freebeer the asshole of the day because I hate him, but you're breaking your own rule, asshole, about talking about me. And you're fueling me, you stupid prick. What a dumb son of a bitch. You are helping me with this. So for the sake of your coworkers, who oftentimes feel the brunt of what I do, you're a stupid fucking moron. And today's asshole of the day. Rebecca says Iran and Israel are the assholes of the day. Well, I can't say Israel. I mean, let's be honest here. Iran is a terrorist state. Okay? Don't even try to say that Iran is, that the Iranians are the good guys. Okay? If you walked into Iran, the first thing they'd do to you is throw you off a roof because you're not covered up. So don't try to tell me, ding dong, that Israel are the assholes of the day. They have human rights for the citizens of Israel. I don't think you can say the same about Iran. So quit being dumb and get on the Israel train. Team Israel on the EZSP. She says, I was more referring to the potential for World War III. I already told you. Well, there might be a world war, but it's going to be conventional. It's totally cool. Thank you, folks. I appreciate you so much. I'll talk to you on the Patreon a little later. Thanks for being here today. Bye-bye.